This past week, as Israel celebrated their anniversary, it was this past Friday, May 14th, back in 1948, that the formal state of Israel was officially recognized, and the country came under attack this past week from the Palestinians, Hamas more specifically. Just some observations of the many aspects of this. President Biden never got around to calling Benjamin Netanyahu until this past Wednesday. While Biden has offered verbal support to Israel, he's pretty much silent on the Middle East during the 2020 campaign. The actions he takes in the days and weeks ahead are going to be interesting to watch. He already said that he was going to resume piping U.S. money to the Palestinians, something that Trump had pulled the plug on. Speaking of the Palestinians, it was even long before anything was heard from the Palestinian Authority, which pretty much reveals that Hamas is the one running the show among that population. As the week went on, Israeli cities with mixed Jewish and Arab population street riots broke out. Here in the States and Congress, the far left, of course the squad, demanding President Biden do more for the Palestinians, although some Democrats actually did speak up in support of Israel. We had the UN holding Security Council meetings on this whole situation, which, gee, I wonder which side they'll support. And as the week ended, IDF military action on the ground in Gaza was launched, along with a continued air response by Israel, and also Egypt proposed a one-year ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians, which, you know, been there, tried that before. Palestinians, more specifically Hamas, they've broken those ceasefires in the past. Just as an example of what's been happening, Tuesday, Hamas launched over 200 rockets overnight into Israel, hitting cities including Ashdod, Ashkelon, Tel Aviv. Homes were destroyed, school, hospital. Hamas intentionally targeting civilian populated areas. Mothers, fathers, kids bunkered down, praying for safety. Rockets were coming down all over. In response, the IDF hit over 300 key Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza, killing a Hamas battalion commander, military intelligence building taken out. As far as the people of Israel are concerned, as a general rule, people in Israel have about 30 seconds to make it to a bomb shelter, most often in the basement of the building they're in, which, yeah, sounds easy if you're healthy, young, and mobile. What about those who are older, wheelchairs? Not so easy, huh? Been watching all this happen, too, on I-24 News. It's a 24/7 news channel out of Israel. A lot of cable systems carry. You can also go to their website, i24news.tv. It's really interesting to watch. During one show on location in Ashkelon, missile sirens went off, so the host and the guest went down to the bomb shelter, resumed the show from there. Another time in Tel Aviv, where I-24 is one of the studio locations, the sirens went off, everyone in the studio, they headed down to the bomb shelter except for the host, one of her guests. Not sure if anyone stayed behind to run the cameras because, well, these days in news studios especially, studio cameras are operated remotely. I-24, too, it's truly fair and balanced as well. They have people on representing the side of Israel, as well as representing the side of the Palestinians. When a gang of Jews is barreling through the streets of a city, eventually hanging an Arab man to death, not what's needed right now, by the way, one of the panel discussion members on an I-24 news show called out the Israeli police for not being on the scene, where riots were breaking out. The line from the police was they couldn't get to these locations, and this panel member noted how a reporter for I-24 had no problem getting there, so why couldn't they? It's also shown live video of the Israelis' Iron Dome defense system in action. Takes out, in the air, 90% of the missiles launched at Israel. And you can see it. You see the missiles heading down toward Israel, and they're met by missiles coming up out of Israel. And, pew, boom. That also explains, too, why Hamas is launching so many. Launch 100, and they're hoping one or two get through. So I hope you get an I-94 on your cable or watch via their website, because they really do present the best, complete, insightful picture of what's going on and how it's being responded to.